Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop. But, you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't going to spell it out because that's kind of long still. But follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
What's going on, people? You're locked into Miles Presents Right About Now. Joining me, Lil Spirit. What are you saying, my guy?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
I'm not too bad. Listen, we got to talk about your brand new single that's out right now, right? Forever. It came out a couple weeks ago, and it's popping. It's doing the most right now. Like, how's it feel to have another track come out, be well-received by the fans, and be very successful?
Oh, thank you, bro. Yeah, it feels really good. It's my favorite thing I've dropped, like, literally in a year. It's just my favorite thing I've dropped in general, so I'm just really happy to have it out.
Like, the video kind of reminded me of, like, 90s vibes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something like that. So, because, obviously, you got you there turning to a vampire, doing the most. And, yeah, like, what was the concept idea behind that? Because that's a bit of a different look. It kind of matches the pop kind of rap theme that you're going for, that's been kind of synonymous in a lot of your music, but it was a nice touch. So what was the concept? Who came up with the treatment for that?
Yeah, bro, thank you. Yeah, so that was Daniel Jordan K. He's the director and one of the founders of Overcast, which is like an online media source run by a bunch of like cool younger kids kind of like me that like are kind of in my world, but of like the video side of things. So they're dope. He wrote the treatment for that. I think a couple of them worked on it. And yeah, the concept was basically like literally Buffy, like the vampire, Twilight, like that was supposed to be the theme. It was like, I don't know, it just felt like when I saw that treatment, it felt like it was gonna perfectly complement the song. So It just felt right.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, the last couple of years for you has been pretty crazy, you know, from kind of getting to a point where you're thinking about leaving the whole music scene to then getting signed with internet money and 10K and now putting out music and hopefully this year being like the biggest year for you. You know what I mean? Try and get that neck tattoo and that.
Yeah, bro, it's been pretty crazy, honestly. It was a big life adjustment, but definitely like all the changes that happened that were really big were all very positive changes. In the past 2 years, like my life is really different, but it's not worse in any way. It's only like better in all the ways.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if it was worse, it would not be a good look.
No.
Because obviously with the track Ugly, that was the kind of track that kind of set it off for you in the first place, right? Got the big kind of attention from labels and other people that weren't in like your kind of SoundCloud fan base, right?
Yep, that was the one that got me signed.
Yeah. But how many tracks had you put out before that?
Before that, like, I don't know, bro. It's a murky number. I literally probably like somewhere between 20 and 50.
That's not, you know, to be fair, that's actually not that bad because some people have put out like hundreds of tracks. Some people are still on SoundCloud now grinding. So the fact that you only put out between 20 and 50 and then was able to move on and get the attention is very dope, bro. So congrats for that.
But thanks, bro.
Yeah, no worries. But what was I going to say to you? So with you knowing, you know how to play the piano, right?
Yeah, I'm still pretty decent on the keys.
Listen, you're probably better than most people. I can't touch no piano. I'll just be playing one, two keys and it won't even make sense. It won't be in key. But going from, you know, being like I'm going to call you a trained musician because, you know, if you know how to play piano and play a few melodies, you're trained.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, to go to like this kind of pop rap hybrid sound that you're going for, which is kind of fitting at the times and kind of almost opening yourself up to these big markets and big commercial followings in months and a couple of years time. But what made that change happen in the first place? What kind of made you go from like Gino to Lil Spirit in the first place?
Two big things that happened that made the change.
Yeah.
One of them was my sister. She sings too. She's a singer, but she was talking to me and I was making like emo SoundCloud rap at the time, like really underground sounding stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, dude, your voice is so good. Like you have a pop voice, like you just need to make a pop song. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'll just try it. Like I'll just do one pop song.
Yeah.
And the other thing was I was starting to just get really like stale. Like I had a little tiny cult fan base or whatever, but like even that was starting to like not really like, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like it was growing and I felt very stagnant. So I just wanted to like reinvent the spirit.
Listen, it works. It works. And it's like, that's the thing. Cause with like blue hair, like I don't know if you're still, obviously with now the pandemic and all the stuff going on around the world, if you're still out here painting the fingernails and everything as well, but it kind of makes people more interested in, were you using the blue hair in that emo wave, or is this with Lil Spirit and the blue hair completely together new?
Honestly, yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably still think when they click my stuff that what they're gonna hear is really different than what they actually hear.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's part of the swag. So,
yeah,
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's a big contrast. Like you said, like if people are seeing someone with blue hair, they're gonna think it's gonna be something about I want to kill myself or something, you know, like something crazy like that, very emo-y. But you're kind of coming with different vibes, like Drop Top Bitch, it's a banger.
And thanks, bro.
Then you got Come Home, which is kind of more stripped back and more chilled and almost in a sense, like you've already heard this comparison a few times, but a bit like Justin Bieberish kind of sound.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that one a couple times, but.
Is it, let me ask this question, sorry to cut you then. Like, as you're still an artist that's, you know, on the rise and obviously you've got a great team of like Internet Money behind you, like, how important is it to kind of move away from those comparisons and kind of stand out even more so than you're already doing?
Honestly, I don't know if I was really trying to ever move away from those comparisons, but honestly, those comparisons, like when I first signed, they honestly helped me get like a lot of buzz. So I was actually happy about that. Now with my new music, what it is it's just such a different like sound that I don't like think it's really gonna give that like Justin Bieber vibe. Like I haven't gotten any like new fans I've made from forever.
Yeah.
Haven't said the Justin Bieber comparison. That's all on my like older like R&B stuff, you know?
Yeah, like American Spirit and back before that as well.
Exactly. Even before that, R&B and like pop was a new thing for me when I signed. That's just kind of what I wanted the swag of the first project to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to kind of know your range and kind of learn at the same time. And I feel like because you're still, you know, in that development stage where like this hopefully forever is the song that continues to blow up even more, but that like, you can kind of know what works for you and what doesn't. And the pop, like R&B rap wave that you're kind of doing, I know I'm just naming genres, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, it's really, really working for you, and I'm happy to see it.
Thank you, bro. I hope it keeps working and amounts to something really big, because that's kind of the plan.
Trust me. What is the plan for the year then? Are you looking to drop a tape or just keep dropping some singles until, you know, the world's a better place and you can kind of do more off the back of it?
So I'm dropping a full-length album this year. Forever is just the first puzzle piece unlocked, but there's gonna be a lot more singles after Forever because I want to focus on singles with this project.
Yeah,
and then a full-length album, all in that lane. Not like, I don't want to say exactly like Forever, but like all in that like vein.
Yeah, I think as we go throughout the year and we get closer to summer, like a lot of these songs will be big, and even Forever might, even if it's still growing or if it say it dies off for a little bit, will come back and be a vibe.
Yeah, and honestly with songs too, you just never know. Like Drop Top Bitch still gets, it's like more plays than a bunch of the songs that I've dropped in between Forever and Drop Top. You know what I mean? So it's like it doesn't even, it can go up and whatever at any time. It could go up years later.
Trust me. And the one thing I want to talk about as well is, I know that you used to do a lot of production for your own stuff before you got signed in stuff. Like, but having like Taz, Nick, and all the other producers, Internet Money, like having that team behind you, and obviously we know Internet Money are behind some of the biggest like hip hop hits of the last like 5 years. Like, how is that? How important is that to have on your side?
So it's super dope. Obviously, I live in a house with like the best musicians in the world, so nothing beats that. But I will say, on my first project I did here, I definitely like completely stopped producing. Like, I still produce some things on there just because they were like prior or whatever, but I kind of stopped and I didn't like engineer my vocals or like, I don't know, I just didn't like lock in with a team and like strive to make a project. Those were kind of just a compilation of like my best songs. Yeah. But with this project, I'm locked in with two producers specifically who are my friends overseas and Rio Leyva, and like we just like locked in on this album. So we're like, they're like EPing the project pretty much and like overseeing it. So this one's just gonna feel a lot more like cohesive. And oh yeah, what I was getting to is we like produce most of the songs together and shit too. Like I got back in my like creator bag for this project, not so much like a singer. It is like, from a perspective of a singer, but also from like a writer and a producer.
Okay, so like when this does drop, people are gonna kind of see a completely revamped, re-spirited Lil Spirit.
Yeah, that was literally the whole like purpose, I guess. Like, I hope that's what people get out of it.
I think they're getting continuous like introductions throughout and kind of seeing more, because even being on before, you know, Internet Money tape that came out, like I think it was towards the end of last year now, you know, obviously being on Devastated, that's another like introduction for people to see kind of what you're about, with the production from Taz and Nick on that as well. So like, I think when this album does drop, it's gonna do some big things.
Definitely. I'm happy I've gotten to make songs from all different like genres and shit, and that I haven't been boxed in, and I've just done kind of whatever I wanted.
Yeah, so. Facts. It's big facts. All right, what do you want to say to the fans or the people out here locked in listening to you in the UK, across the world? Because you've got international listeners as well. So, what do you want to say to the fans?
Oh no, you cut out for a second, bro.
Oh, mad. All right, I'll say it again, and I'll probably edit on my side. What do you want to say to the fans, like showing love and support across the Europe and the UK? I've got to say that now. But like, yeah, what do you say to the fans?
Shout out to Europe and the UK. I feel like I have more fans on that side of the world than on this side of the world. So I really want to go there, and I will be going there just when all this shit is done. But I really want to pull up and shout out to EU, baby.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You'll get some big vibes over here. Like you said, if you've got more of a fan base here, then yeah, like a lot of UK fans, especially in shows, they go crazy.
I can't wait, bro. I want to go tour all of Europe. I've literally never even been to Europe, so.
Oh, mad. Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. Europe's not going anywhere. You know what I mean, we got you when you come over.
Sounds good, bro.
I'm speaking for the whole continent. I'm just speaking for London. You know, I was there. All right. Well, I'm going to leave it there. Lil Spirit, thank you for chatting to me today, bro.
Hey, thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
No worries. All right. I'll catch you in a bit.
All right, bro. You have a good one.